You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Power Up Your Authentic Leader. I'm Dr. Jay Dene. And one of the ways that we get the space in our lives to create work-life balance is that we've just become better at leaders. If you are a leader that has all activities centered around you, all of your systems need you involved, everything runs relative to your position in the room, then you're not going to have time for work-life balance. And in fact, you're not going to even be able to be a productive leader. You're going to burn yourself out. You're going to be tired all the time. You're going to have disgruntled employees because you're missing a lot. That missing a lot is a conversation for another day. Today, though, I want to talk to you about the benefit of delegating. So if we learn how to delegate, then we open up space. We open up space for many things within our leadership capacity. So I want to talk about a couple of the benefits. One of the benefits is that you have increased productivity from your direct reports. Why? Because they have some ownership in it. It's not just your idea that they are working to produce or to bring to fruition. It is the idea of the organization or the team. And this becomes their part, the thing that you delegate to them. It's sort of getting them to buy in. So use that. Delegate for that reason alone. The other thing is it fosters skill development. So if you give your direct report something to do, if you delegate them a task and it's something that they have to, a new skill that they have to develop, there it is. And then your role becomes guiding them through that new skill if they need you to do that. And then just sort of monitoring the progress as it relates to your timeline and the accuracy of the tasks that you've given them. The other thing is it brings about motivation and job satisfaction because the individual feels valued. So they feel like you trust their opinion, you trust their professional judgment, you trust them. And so they become motivated to work for you and they like their jobs better. And I already said this other thing, but it frees up you as a leader to be more innovative. So then you could, with all things in place and your ship moving fine and your systems working so that the entire team has a part in it, then you have space to think of new projects or ways to improve what you're doing already. And you also have time to think and feel yourself and determine what it is you might need personally, either personally or professionally, actually. So these are just a few of the benefits of delegating. But I really, really want you to think about this because if your office or your organization or your business is only working when you're in the office, then there is a problem. If you delegate and you delegate effectively, you delegate and you coach, you monitor, you check in, you provide expert advice, you collaborate, your office is going to run when you're not there. Projects are going to keep moving. Timelines are going to be met whether you're there or not. Management tasks are going to keep moving. Your staff will not skip a beat. So I know that can be a little vulnerable. Leaders are not always very comfortable with doing that. And some leaders do it amazingly. I want you to decide to begin to think about what you can delegate and who you can delegate it to. Because then you become a more powerful, more productive, more authentic leader. Because your staff is able to connect with you and you're able to connect with them, that eliminates the common feeling of loneliness and isolation at the top. All right? I hope that you find ways to do this effectively.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. Jay Dene. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.